Welcome back, welcome back. Reggie Riley, Marcus Thomas, DC Invest.
DC Invest.
Saturday Grind
Podcast.
Saturday.
Saturday, like my man Plies.
Yeah, we got to get a Plies intro. That'd be so gangster.
You know Plies?
I do now.
We'll work on that Plies intro.
Do that. So this week we had the meetup.
Yes, we did.
The February meetup. Great turnout. Oh, hell, you ain't turning ring on.
I did not turn my ring on. Friday, I run. Saturday, I run.
Sunday, I run. And that's why I'm here today. So, yeah, had to meet up on Thursday. Great turnout. Hilton Garden, Greenbelt, Maryland. Fourth Thursday every month.
Every month.
Each and every fourth.
Every month. Even December. It might not be the fourth, but in December.
It'd be close.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
The second. Be the second one in December. Mm-hmm. We still have it every month.
Yeah. So, if you haven't attended one of our meetups, we definitely invite you out. Follow us on all the social media outlets. Check out the website, dcinvestllc.com. What else we got? Instagram, follow us at dcinvestllc. What else we got? Meetup.com, search DC Invest. Register on there for the meetup.
Just Google DC Invest. It's crazy. It's everywhere. Yeah. Just Google it. You're going to get it.
Thanks to our magnificent marketing team, finally. So
it took him a while. He was a little emotional.
Right. what else we got? So the meetup, it was great. A lot of MRER turned out.
Yes, they did.
Right. Make Real Estate Real turned out.
So shout out Jamal.
Jamal.
The King.
Yep. The King.
Yeah.
I'm going to see the Kings.
I'm going to see the Kings.
It was probably about 80 some people.
Yeah.
I would say. Yeah. Probably about half new investors.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you something funny. Quick story. So more people kept pouring in, so Alex was getting chairs, right? So it was this lady that clearly didn't want nobody to sit next to her. Right. And so he put a chair next to her. She looked at her.
She was
I thought she was gonna kick him. And nobody never sat next to her either.
Like that was all the wall. Chair,
no, I'm not.
It was right in front of me and Heather. All the chairs, all the seats was filled except for the two next to her. She let people know, you ain't sitting here. It was crazy. It was crazy, man. People are funny. But
That is funny.
Yeah, but it was a good time.
I'm going to give a shout out to Kelly, Shannon, Janae.
Yeah, you had the whole family.
Mark, Tricia, Lil Mark.
Well, Sam, you see your uncle
in there. Lil Mark was there with two of his buddies from College Park.
So Pat good to see the young.
Good to see the youngins out there. Did the case study on D Street. That was cool.
That was real good.
Couple of giveaways. That's always good. What else we do? Education. The Q&A was pretty good.
Yeah, that was cool.
Some diverse questions. So again, I can't say it enough. You're a new investor, seasoned investor. Come on out. Had a deal presentation. Had the guy get up there, confront his fears.
With his daughter. That was cool.
Yep. So, definitely, if you're an investor, again, can't say it enough, come on out to the meetup and just check us out. It's definitely something there for wherever you are in your investing journey. So, a couple things that stood out to me in the meetup were the number of people that came, like, ready.
Yeah.
Ready to do something.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And you were talking about that earlier, right, before we started recording.
Yeah, I mean, the lady's showing off.
Yeah.
Lady's showing off.
Why do you think that is? That?
They tired, man. Think about it. Think about it. You got mother. You got sisters. You got wife. You've had girlfriends. It's one thing. We got female employees. It's one consistent thing that we hear from all women. They tired. They always tired.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
So I think the ladies are tired of these ladies. They're tired of the position they've been in financially. So they got to make a move now. Like they don't want to wait.
Yeah.
They don't want. They taking a risk. They showed up. Well, you got to figure that's something they would normally hold their husband accountable for, a boyfriend. They're like, no, I'm gonna do it myself. I can't wait no more. So it's crazy to see just as we get the leads coming in and we servicing different people and supporting them. 90% of them are women.
Right.
Oh, it's great. I appreciate it.
So when people come to our meetup, they can always expect like networking, that education, open Q&A forum. But then what should they expect like once they leave the meetup? What you think?
Oh, man, I think they need to expect At the meetup, what should happen is they need to set the expectation for themselves. So they sit in front of two guys and a whole crew of people, giving them all this information that we've accumulated over the years, free. Mm-hmm. So now it's okay, what step do I need to take?
Oh, a lot of information cost.
Yeah. But right.
No,
yeah,
I mean,
it cost
like,
us.
Yeah.
A whole lot of money.
Learn I couldn't cut that tree out.
Yeah,
that cost.
Yeah. Learn about some parking spaces.
Yep.
And a house you can't pop up because of the neighbor. Like, oh, we learned it all.
Yeah.
But we giving it to them to save them, so they got to say to themselves, okay, somebody gave me a hand. How do I help myself now? And like that now needs to be diminished. Like on your way home, what's your thought processes? What you write down, the notes you take. And if you're taking some audio notes of what you're going to do the next day to take action on what you learn. Because if you don't, you're just going to fall behind.
Right.
Because like you said, if we had 80 people, half were new, and let's say we consistently always getting an influx of new people, you're going to always have other people taking the opportunity that was yours. Now, that doesn't mean that it won't come back around, but you should do something. And it should be, you shouldn't do nothing. Like, you got to go, whether you're getting a realtor, whether you're getting pre-approved, you got to get something to get that momentum going. Talk to a contractor, something. Mm-hmm. And as we see, a lot of them don't do anything.
So what should they expect from us?
Whatever they want.
I lead a meetup. I signed in. You got my info.
Yeah.
I keep going like this. It's all online.
Yeah.
Right. So you signed in.
Yes, sir.
And then what?
First thing is we're going to give you a call.
Who going to call them?
Alejandro. our resident immigrant.
Is your real name Alexander?
No.
This is Alex?
Yeah.
Alec.
Alec. Alec at DCRS. That's Alec in the hood. But first thing, Alex going to give them a call, see if they enjoy themselves, see if there's anything we can do for them. Because some people may be afraid to ask. They may think the question is stupid, or they don't want nobody to know what they're really doing, how much money they have, how much money they don't have, how much knowledge they have or don't have. So Alec reaches out.
Trying to figure out where they at. Yeah,
trying to figure out what, taking their temperature, as I like to say.
Okay.
Take their temperature. And then follows up with an email. To let them know, we still here for you. And then they just get that drip of emails and Facebook posts and Instagram posts. We try to make sure that they following us because it's just more knowledge that they're going to continue to get free. And it's so funny, when I was listening to you speak the other day, I was thinking, if somebody really paid attention and took all these notes, they did it every month, they would never have to pay for anything.
They would never have to pay for jack.
You wouldn't have to pay for nothing. You would get you get all of the gold. Now it's condensed, but it's still gold. So that's where it's time to engage, man.
Yeah.
Time to engage. We did it.
Let me tell you something that really resonates with me, man. And it's not just a meetup, but like when I'm at like family functions and stuff. You know how like when you know somebody in an MLM?
Oh yeah.
You kind of see them coming and you be like, oh, they about
go.
To talk about
there you go, coffee.
A, B, C, or D.
There you go, some coffee or some vitamins or something.
And so I never wanted people to look at me like that for like real estate stuff.
Right.
But if you always, if people know you do, you are in real estate, especially real estate investing.
Yeah.
They bring the conversation.
Oh, yeah, they come to you. Oh, they looking for you.
They come to you 100% of the time. It comes up some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, they looking for you.
And so you never have to be like that guy.
Yep.
Right. And so that's one of the things I really enjoy about it.
That's true.
Yeah. They always say,
they never like, oh, he about to talk about this real estate
bullshit. They're like, oh, ask him. He do real estate.
Yeah.
Whatever real estate, he do it. He do real estate. He do the houses.
He do houses. He do loans.
Yep, he do houses. He do it. That's the classy jump.
He doing like a bunch right now?
Yeah, he doing a bunch of them. I seen his sign. He bought a plane.
I told you about that, right?
Yeah. Harry Sanders talking about it, too. Yeah.
My mother and my mom. Yeah.
You got to put the plane on the outro.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
You got to put the plane on there.
He thought the plane was real,
Hey, listen, y'all tell Alex you want to see the plane. Okay, you want to see the plane. The plane is
official. Like, oh, nigga got a plane.
You got the plane, man. Red Hood bought a plane last weekend, man.
Oh, my
shoot. Hey, it's marketing, baby. But, you know, hey, if you see it in the sky, man, it might happen.
It'd be a little drone joint, maybe.
I mean, I'm speaking into existence, man. We got to go a lot of places.
All right, that's true.
But that's the real key, man, is really channeling the knowledge that you're getting. And to turn it into fuel, turning that knowledge that you're getting for free into fuel to get your business going. And I don't see why a lot don't do it. I mean, we have a lot of the ladies that have come through, married, divorced, you know, single, kids, no kids, mostly federal employees or federal contractors.
Yep.
They ready to make a move, man. They ready to make a move. And I applaud them, man, because we've been there before, so we know exactly what to do to help them.
So why do you think, so the women are more aggressive than the men?
Yep.
Right, when it comes to that. Why do? What is the reasoning behind the men being less aggressive? It's not like they're both aggressive and the women are overly aggressive. It's almost like the men aren't aggressive at all.
Because they have two type A super D personalities.
Like, what can this dude tell me that I don't already know?
Yeah, so they want to. So it becomes a competition. So it's like, okay, you got these type A manly men saying, here's what you need to do to be successful. And it's like, man, who are you? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Who are you to tell me what to be successful? But those that accept it say, okay, I watched these guys do, like a lot of folks, man, I've been watching y'all over the years. I just finally had enough, you know, confidence to come out
and
talk to you. So that's what you can tell. So it's kind of intimidating. Like, as a man, it's kind of tough to deal with intimidation. It's like, wow, I don't even know this dude. I'm like, oh, man, he talking about this, talking, what am I going to say?
Right.
But I think they got to get over that, man. Again, we did. I mean,
and we never confrontational, yeah, so no, I don't get it.
Not at all.
Not with somebody brand new.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you got the dude.
Unless you wandering around, you know, drinking a beer.
The dude just walking back and forth.
Yeah. Like, we confronting him all the way.
Did you say something about Columbine?
I told him, man, he was freaking me out, man.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah. That's funny.
So, I mean, I think that's why. So, guys, y'all gotta get it together, man. Y'all gotta, don't be afraid. And it's not saying don't be afraid of us. Don't be afraid of the process, as Mike likes to say. Don't be afraid of the process that it takes to get you going, because that's what you got that, as we like to say, that collective for. Mm-hmm. Not just us, the participants as well. They may say, you know what? I don't want to talk to those dudes. Well, go talk to the person that's asking the most questions. Because they're going
to
have a lot of
answers. Go talk to the person that got the resource that you're looking for.
And they in there.
Yeah.
They in there.
All over.
Yep.
There was something else I was going to ask you about the meetup. So Alex calls them, and what else can they get from us?
I mean, we got it all, man. You know what's funny? One cat came up to me. He was like, man, y'all do one-on-one mentoring? I said, yeah, we do. I said, you know, just holler at us, whatever. I want, you know, it's no hard pitch.
Right.
That's what you think you need, give us a holler. But anything, they can get anything from us, from real estate, from realtor services to loans to helping them set their business up, finding properties, prospecting, marketing services. I mean, pretty much anything they need to get their business going and to manage it and maintain it, man, we email away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, phone call too, but we prefer email.
So did you have a case study or somebody who stuck out when you were making your calls earlier? Or making your calls on Friday?
I have a thought on what you said about the women versus men. I feel like there are more men that show up.
You think so?
I think so.
We can put a gender line in the sign-in sheet and check it.
I think all the women that show up are more aggressive, but the men are maybe 50-50. But I think there are more.
But it's more men.
Right.
So you think if a woman takes the time to show up, she's going to make the most of it.
Right.
She coming.
Whereas a guy, he might be chilling that night anyway.
Right.
And like, I'm just going to go and see what they about.
I think.
Okay.
And it also makes, this is the first one. This isn't the one, our largest turnout. Our largest turnouts were normally in Largo. I think we've had.
I don't think.
I think when they opened up both rooms, I think we got 100 in there before.
What do you mean?
Because they, you know, they had a divider.
Yeah, but we had the divider open for like since the beginning of the
I'm saying it was one time we packed that joint out. Like when my mother came and had to sit, somebody had to give
it
her
a seat. It was room. Yeah, they had to bring more chairs in the back.
So, but let's say it is. Let's say we've had 80 to 100, you know, a couple times before. I never understand why people really don't network.
I don't understand that either.
Like they really, it's like they so enamored by the information, but they don't, like I said, that's why I made them all stand up and say, I'm a real estate investor. You need to say that. I had to, because people was just sitting there like, God.
So at Aria in Virginia, they make you do the speed network.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is so stupid. Yeah. But it works.
It makes you talk to people.
So it's like, do I want to do stuff I think is stupid, even though it can be beneficial? Yes.
I mean, it depends, man. It depends.
Like, why are you, like, you? So you get a drink ticket, right?
That loosen you up. All
right. Yeah. But a lot of people put it in the raffle.
That's right.
It seemed like less and less people drinking.
It's late. You know what I mean?
That's true. Still got to drive.
Got to drive home.
So the bar would be a great place to network.
Yeah, but they don't go there.
Do we close the room and tell people go to the bar?
You're supposed to. No, I don't think in the beginning.
I don't think
you can't come in until 7.
I think you should close the room and don't let people leave out.
I don't think you can do that.
No, I'm not saying like don't let them, but I'm not saying kidnap the people, but I'm just saying like encourage it in there because once they begin to disperse, they leave. See, it'd be different if the bar was in an area that's not an exit.
Or if you had to pass the bar.
You had to pass the bar. Because if you saw people convening, it's cool, but you got to, you know, maneuver and get to the bar.
Go around the front door, around the construction.
Yeah, and the door right there. So I'm gonna go ahead and hit this door. I'm gonna hit this door real quick and go ahead on home.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, even in the room though, like, so you adjourn, you might get 10, 15% of the people start talking, you know, and they in little groups.
Mm-hmm.
Probably based on some questions they asked or some answers they were given. But that's it. Everybody was rolling. Very seldomly do I see any just cars just coming out.
Yeah.
Or cars coming in. Like, I'm like, well, what are y'all doing?
So right.
That's another question. Why not? I don't know, man. It baffles
me. So do you think we then should encourage people to create their LLC as one of the initial things so that they have their business card? People ain't going to really just do a business card with no business.
That's a good point. And that's probably why they're not talking, because they don't know what to talk about.
Yeah.
To say, I am Alec.
Because we've been waiting. So maybe we got to revise that, because we've been having them just, you know, you're going to buy this house in an LLC.
Yep.
So maybe we just start saying you need that master one and get your business cards.
Yeah, and get your business cards.
Yeah.
We can do that for you, too.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we can help them get a logo, business cards, all that. Yeah. We need to do that.
Yeah, we should do that.
That's our plan of action, man. Start your business. We're going to help you. You got to get the business wrong. And that might invoke some motivation, too. Like, all right, now I got this thing. I pay for what I got to do something with it.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. I like that.
What do you think, Alec?
That's a good move. It gives you a certain level of credibility.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, as me, I used to go to a lot of meetups. And I would just go to the information session. And then after the information session was over, they'd say, it's networking time. I gotta go to the bathroom real quick.
Yeah, see,
I'll
hype
myself up, but then I just dip out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, you could go on to talking to yourself in front of the mirror?
No, like in my head.
You do some push-ups.
Okay.
You're in the bathroom. You know, push-ups on the pissy floor.
Incline push-ups on the toilet.
That's nasty. Face going in the butt. Yeah,
can't stay down there. Gotta get back up.
Somebody had corn.
And didn't flush. That's nasty, though.
But that's what I'm saying. When they run, it's like, oh, it's over.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody to talk to me.
You're intimidated. If you're new.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But I don't even think it's just new people.
So maybe we should do something like, if you've never made a real estate investment, right side of the room. If you season, or if you've done,
maybe we need to do
one or more left side of the room, and then it's just like.
But how does that benefit me if I've never done a deal? Why does it benefit me to talk to other people that ain't never done a deal? We need to mix them. We need to do like every other.
That's probably, you are correct.
Okay.
But my thought process is. Pooling resources. Like, maybe I've never done a deal because I can't do one by myself. I don't have the resources by myself.
I got it.
And we all got the same goal of trying to do our first deal.
Right.
Let me get to know you, and maybe we can do our first one or two together.
Have a raffle based on who's met the most people and can call them out by name and something about them.
I like that. Just give him a t-shirt.
For new people.
For whomever.
Whoever, yeah.
Because that's one thing that all people have in common is competition. People love to compete. No matter how shy they are, they want to win. Mm. Everybody wants to be a winner. So you have it, and have it be more than one, though. Man, have several, because that way everybody's like, you got to show me how many cards you got. You got to count them out. I like that. That'll make them talk.
I wouldn't mind doing the t-shirts too. Just call on somebody and say, tell me about somebody you met tonight.
It should, so it should be that.
That you met for the first time.
Instead of the introduction,
because
that's a big.
But people, I feel like the introduction makes them talk, so, at least out loud. Talking in front of people is a fear.
So here's something we could do.
But it was just a lot of people, my bad. It was just a lot of people. Uh-huh. That's why I lasted, fam.
So January,
no, I said it started in January. January, I let everybody do it for the new year. Uh-huh. February, we had a lot of new people from MRER, and I think I might have said if you didn't come last month.
Okay.
Like starting new for the new year, you get to introduce yourself once a year, basically. So I feel like that number will go down and down because we want more return people.
Right.
Or sure. We want, I mean, you always get new people, but I mean, we can figure something out with that.
How about this? You don't do an intro. You don't do the introduction. You start, and then we break and have a network session in the middle. We can play specific music. We can find some, you know what I'm saying, some neuro-linguistic type music.
Not this?
Yeah.
No, not that, this?
That would work for us.
It should work for everybody.
It would work for us. You know what I'm saying? Play some music. If somebody has a ticket they didn't use, you can go ahead and get your beverage, come back.
Yep.
We're not giving out no more, but some people get them and don't even do nothing with them.
Uh-huh.
Go get your beverage, or go get your drink, use the bathroom, and we're going to talk, we're going to chat. And then after that, you come back with the drink. Who got the most cards?
Who got the most cards?
Yep.
And then that's a raffle.
And then that's the raffle. But then I think another thing too, man, I think Alex said this before. We just got to commit to doing it like we doing this on this grind, man. We got to give people some modules. Like you said it too, some modules, some real educational stuff, whether it be on-site in the office or whatever, definitely via the web to see how they can learn, man, and just start launching it. Like maybe, I don't know, be up to Alex to figure it out, but maybe quarterly we release something. You know what I'm saying? Because every month would be tough to commit, but quarterly we release something, whether it's on the construction side, the lending side, zoning. Somebody asked some great questions about permitting and inspections and how to find out if properties have permits. I mean, we could do a whole class on just how to prospect a deal probably based on the permits and inspections it previously had. And like what that, the leverage that that gives you. Like that stuff that people don't talk about that we've always done. So I think we got to give them more education.
So at what point do you talking about for a fee though?
100%.
Okay. Because that was what I was just thinking. It was like, you said Alex is going to call them. We going to figure out, you know, what they need, where they are, et cetera, et cetera. But at what point do you just be like, they're not going to do anything? You know how you say your neighbor not going to do nothing?
Yeah.
So at what
that
point?
At what that point? That
you got to say that all stung. The time.
That stung them, Joe. They
look to your left. Look to your right. Two of y'all ain't doing nothing.
Yep. I'm like, not me. Nah, I'm doing something. I showed up. Alec.
So, at what point do you then say, you know what, they not going to do nothing? Do you still keep them on the email list? Do you still drip on them in case their circumstances change?
I think you still drip, man. You still continue to drip on them, but you don't. We're not going to keep calling you. You know? We're not going to keep calling you. If you don't, we can't want it more than them.
Yeah.
You know, we can't want it more than them, man. And
that's it. That's true.
Yeah, that's it. We give them the modules, and we just hit them hard, man. And I think they sink or swim.
Yeah. I would say from the last meetup in January, over the last 4 or 5 weeks, I've helped two people do self-directed rollovers. I helped another with a solo K. We are actively looking for deals, rental deals, for three people. We didn't do any. We had a bunch of coaching calls. Maybe four extreme execution.
Yep.
Extreme execution.
Personality assessment.
Yeah, yep. That's going to be key. You know, everybody over there took it.
Yeah, she told me.
Okay. Yeah. And I was reading them out loud last night.
Right.
When I was over here. But they were fine with it. They was printing them off and we were talking. They were like, I don't agree with that. And it was like, you know. So it was good. It was me, Gina, Elmer, Sandra, Helen, and Iris was in the office. Elmer's wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so we read Elmer's and she's like, yeah, that's him.
What is he? S C.
C. All the way. See, and I already knew it. I mean, his finger hurting. He like, we'll go to the doctor, man. It's probably cancer. Oh, you think they're gonna have to cut my thumb off, Reg? look at it. Like, nah, dude, just go smoke one, you'll be all right.
There you go. All right, that sounds good.
But no, that's all I got, man. Like the meetup, I think, is a starting point for anybody in this area that's looking to get plugged in, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, visit the social media stuff, but you know, for the live and in person, definitely come to the meetup. I mean, you get the free coaching call with the meetup coming to the meetup.
And that's the other thing, though. So, and I think I said this to Alex the other day. I don't think people understand what a coaching call is. They can't.
I guess we got to find.
They can't. True. They can't. Because there's no way I'm thinking I'm a new investor. I come out, I meet these guys. They clearly, the proof is in the pudding. It's right there. They know what they talk about. They can show the properties. They got the team. They got everything to prove who they are. And I could talk to them, and I don't do it. I remember over the years, I've gone to several events when I was first starting in a business. And I'd be so excited to meet the presenter, and I would give them a card to try to get their card, and they would never receptive. Not until I got to know them and they saw I was a heavy hitter.
Right.
Now I could pick up the phone and call them. But when I Friday, I could never call nobody.
Yep.
And you got heavy hitters right in front of you in your neighborhood. You're like, nah, man, I'm too busy.
Or it's other heavy hitters in the room and you don't get their card.
I'm too busy to call you. I'm gonna go ahead on and just go back to my work, hate life. Mm-hmm. And then come back to you and complain next month about why I didn't call you. So we need to define it. So that I think we can end with that. What is a coaching call? What does that mean?
Write that down, Alec. For the next meetup. That's your Marcus moment.
Oh, I'm going to give it to them. They ain't going to like it either. Yeah. They're going to love it.
Use some kind of metaphor.
Yeah, they're going
to
love it.
It's right there for you to grab and you won't even.
Hey, man, like I say, I think that.
Pick up your smartphone.
It can end up being life coaching. You know what I'm saying? All the time. Even Michael Jordan had a coach, man.
Oh, shoot. I need life coach.
Yeah. And Kobe had the same coach.
E.T. said, Denzel had a coach.
Yeah, Denzel. I need a coach. Everybody got to have a coach, man. And you need somebody to help you get going. Like, it's almost like your first day at any practice, whether it's choir, whether it's orchestra, basketball, football, even school. Your first day of doing something new, there's somebody that is pushing you along the way. They first make an assessment of you, push you along the way, and based on what your goals are. And if you have a hard time setting goals, that's what we help you do. And you'd be surprised at just having that session for 15 to 30 minutes to figure out where you're going, man. It'll totally change the game.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to do it. You just got to reach out and do it.
What instrument you play in high school? The flute?
Guitar.
He had the long hair.
You saw my picture.
He played the clarinet.
You saw my picture.
Nah, he played a recorder.
Nope.
The recorder come in a little bag, put your name on it. The recorder was a joint. Everybody, you went to PG County School, everybody played a recorder.
In middle school.
Okay, there you go. You played a recorder.
Not by choice.
Yeah, nobody chose it. Who would choose this plastic thing in a rubber bag with your name written on it in a Sharpie?
Oh, man. I was just going, you know. Reference it to that, like your first day of flute school.
Back to what you were talking about earlier.
Flute school. If he started being a flute player, he's always a flute player. He's always a flute player.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. I think that's it. That's all we got, man. So what is the coaching call, man?
What's
the
coaching call?
Come see next month, man. Next month. What is it, March 26th?
Yep.
March 26th, we in the building.
Hilton Garden and Greenbelt.
Yes, sir.
See y'all later.
Holla.